Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Carey Self. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Funk reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive to right field. Porter throws towards the plate. Sewell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Funk moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Funk scores. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com strikes out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Self moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Self scores. Kress moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Monty Pearson now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 0-for-1 in the game. Gregory is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hodap. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Funk is chasing the ball. Sewell rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Vic Frazier now pitching. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Monty Pearson. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Funk moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Funk scores. Self moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Self scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Kress steals second. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hodap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodap. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hodap steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hodapp scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, White Sox. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self juggles the ball. That's an error on Self. Morgan moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 11-6, White Sox. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Ed Montague. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hodapp. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Com moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-7, White Sox. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Hal McCain now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to home to get Com. Burnett moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Wes Farrell now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of McCain's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick scores. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-8, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Com strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing right field. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 11-9, White Sox. Pat Caraway now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-5 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Cecil scores. It's White Sox, 11, Indians, 11. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Vozmik is walked intentionally. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Morgan is walked intentionally. Vozmik moves to second. Ted Lyons now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill scores. Vozmik moves to third. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 11. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.